Good afternoon.
Hi, Elias.
And how are you proceeding now?
Fantastic.
Excellent. To hell.
Ever since the group session, as I was telling Mary, things have just gotten a lot easier. There's a little more space.
Exceptional.
I can see when my guidelines are being triggered more often and more often in real time and make a game out of it.
That is significant.
And I'll make a little statement to myself. Oh, there's the guidelines again. Oh, there it goes again.
There they are, standing in front of you.
Yep. There's also been a little bit of a change in the perception of my situation, and I mean my situation meaning my life,
okay.
Where, and I don't know how to explain what is different about it, but I perceive it more as a journey and not so much as a reason to judge what I'm currently doing or what I'm currently involved with.
Interesting. And what would have you judged?
Oh, that I'm stuck at the same job or bored with the job or any of the various situations. I don't have enough time to exercise. The usual complaints, they are less important when viewed as part of a journey.
Excellent. Therefore,
I don't know how that came about, though.
All of those assessments and judgments about your daily life that aren't moving in the direction that you think they should, that in itself is tremendous, because
yeah.
That is what we were discussing about the everyday repetitive actions that you do and what you make important with them.
Yeah. And it's part of that balancing, which is removing my attention just from being focused on what I consider these important issues and more towards paying attention to what I'm actually doing more of the time.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's actually a lot of fun. Like in the last couple of days, I feel like I actually can have much more capability to choose at almost all times. And I've been experimenting and playing with it and just having fun.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's tremendous.
And is this...
And much easier.
Oh, my God, yes. In fact, and I'm assuming this is because maybe the constructs are not as strong.
Correct.
But there's the perception, like, why wasn't it always this easy to begin with? There's nothing stopping me.
You are correct. It is those constructs that create that illusion that there are so many more subjects that are so much more important than they actually are.
So I wanted to share another interaction that I had with my boss. This was last week.
Very well.
And so she had called me into a conference room, and obviously I have the long history of these interesting discussions with her. And she was the nicest that she's ever been to me, complimenting me, being just really sweet. But at the same time, she was also moving in the direction of being like, well, you know, I don't think this is working out. She's like, you're very, but she was at the same time, in the past where I felt she was attacking, she was complimenting me and you're very good at what you do, but not necessarily what we need here. And she goes, but we're not sure what we're going to do. She goes, but if I were you, you know, I'd be looking for, you know, another position. She goes, maybe we'll just take it to the year end and we could pay you a small bonus. Like, but that's sort of like working together. Like, I just felt tremendous appreciation to have that sort of discussion with her and not be in that antagonistic fighting.
That is tremendous. And what is more impressive is that you weren't defensive.
Yeah, it's like her opinion is not nearly as important as it used to be. To me.
But even in regard to not necessarily only her opinion, but that it is a presentment of another individual expressing some aspect of dissatisfaction, that you aren't immediately being defensive. You didn't personalize it.
Right. Actually, I feel very like ever since that, I just feel like we've had the talks of looking at it from her view in the past, and I just feel very, you know, affectionate towards her. Not that I want to hang out with her anymore, but it just, it had been so difficult before, or at least I had perceived it as so difficult that I was like, I had the perception that there was nothing I could do that would ever make her happy or friendly.
Which I would express that is a tremendous step forward. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, you did something with Rosie the other day I wanted to touch on quickly, which is you identified for her greatest challenge and her greatest strength. And I was hoping you could do that for me as well.
Very well. I would express that your greatest strength is your curiosity, which continues to propel you forward. I would express that your greatest challenge this is an interesting question. For you are moving so rapidly, and because of your curiosity, you are assimilating considerably, which is to a degree eliminating those greatest challenges.
You know, what's really funny is I was just thinking in my head that I feel like I don't have any challenges.
I would express that had you presented that question to myself a year ago, 6 months ago,
right,
I would have had an immediate answer for you. But at this point, that curiosity is moving you ahead so far that whatever might be a challenge is considerably short-lived. I would say to you that if you would have posed that question to myself 3 weeks ago,
yes,
I would have said to you that your greatest challenge at that point was your own guidelines.
Ah, that's good.
But I would say to you now that is no longer correct because you are already becoming more and more aware of your own guidelines and when they are being challenged.
Right.
Therefore, that doesn't hold any longer. Therefore, I would express at this point presently, perhaps your greatest challenge is merely not becoming entirely self-aware fast enough. Other than that, my friend, I would express you are moving quite well.
Oh, and more so than in the past. Like, this really feels different. Like, there's a still point of unbotheredness that I can tap into where I can, I guess it's the constructs really are just not as strong as
both definitely. But it is not only constructs, because it is also definitely involving your own movement in self-awareness. Because in that self-awareness, you are also expressing that ability to be aware of differences and guidelines and expressions beyond constructs.
What would be expressions beyond constructs?
I would say that your perception doesn't always move in the directions of reasons for.
Okay.
And that would be beyond constructs.
And so it strikes me a part of this most recent movement was tying in the motivation factor. And I want, and I wrote something down that I just wanted to run by you. What if my sense of what is happening is that when I notice that something is bothering me or something, right, obviously I'm paying attention to something that I want to change or fix or that I don't like. And then when I could tie in, why am I doing this? I could see the reason why. I could see that I don't necessarily agree with it or believe it anymore. And then the next time that comes up, it just happens much quicker and quicker.
Yes. I would agree.
Okay. And then you can move your attention to an expression that you do want to do.
Yes. I would definitely agree.
Okay. Okay, so now I wanted to first ask you about another quote that you had given me, which was, or a statement that you had made, which was when we were talking about looking for a job. And you said, you will know that if the job isn't materializing, that you did that, and that there was a reason that you did that. There was a motivation behind that. It wasn't that they did not choose you. You didn't choose them.
Correct.
And I wanted to work on that statement a little bit or dig into that statement because I could see that part of, and if we look specifically at me and the job that I was interviewing over the summer at in August, like from my current perception, I could definitely see that where I was not expressing or the periods where I was not expressing that confidence. And was that me making that decision? That, or is there something?
Yes,
greater?
Not intentionally, but yes.
Okay.
And that is the point. That is the difference. Whether you are generating a choice intentionally or unintentionally. Regardless, you are choosing. But how are you choosing? Are you choosing intentionally or are you choosing unintentionally?
Okay, that starts to get very
that is what you think of as subconscious or unconscious,
right,
versus conscious. This is not a matter of subconscious. It is a matter of whether you are being aware and you are intentionally choosing or whether you are not being aware and you are unintentionally choosing. You are always choosing. But in this also, there are pieces that are in play in relation to those choices, such as if your perception is still that you aren't actually choosing the job, they are choosing you.
Okay.
Which is very likely because that is a very different direction and expression that you are very much not accustomed to. And therefore, when you go to interview, your perception is the other individual is interviewing you.
Right.
Not that you are interviewing them. Therefore, it reinforces that perception.
And I constantly, or not constantly, but I continuously reinforce that perception every time I think of that, wondering what they're thinking about or.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And in that, you continue to move in the direction of that perception, you aren't choosing them, they are choosing you. Therefore, that influences, because that is your perception, that influences the situation of choice and influences you in the direction that you don't actually believe or perceive that you have the ability to intentionally choose. Because you aren't choosing them.
Okay. This is good stuff, because I know how to change that.
Therefore, do other actions. You move in other directions. Remember what I expressed previously. The fact that you might be creating something that you think you don't want doesn't mean you aren't moving in the direction of your desire. It merely means you aren't intentionally choosing. And therefore, you are moving in directions that you are following your desire, but not as directly.
Right. And I've already started to change that a little bit.
Excellent. How?
Well, even like by this, looking at this quote that you gave me that I had read back to you. And thinking about how that applies, it really puts the responsibility back in my hands. It's just a matter of...
Which is what gives you the power and the empowerment.
Right. And then it's just a matter of repetition. I'm going to accept that viewpoint more than I'm going to accept the viewpoint that I used to believe.
Correct. It is a matter of practice. And that is what practice is.
Right. Okay. But there was one other aspect of that I wanted to ask about, which was, and this I think tied more in with the new session, where a little bit of it got into the idea that maybe there was a situation that would be not as satisfying for you and that you won't create that for yourself. But the one part of that, and again, this is my understanding of it. It was obviously not directed towards me and I was not involved in it. But just one part of my view of that makes me – that I don't understand – is that suggests that there's a greater all-knowing part of you guiding your path, which I don't believe is the case.
Very correct. It isn't. And that is not what is occurring at all.
Okay.
You are, in varying degrees, aware of what your desire is. You may not be tremendously adept at defining that objectively, but you do know what your desire is. And you have known from the time that you were very small. You don't define it as desire. You more define it in terms of who you are.
My interests.
Yes. Yes. And your genuine self, who you are as a person, what is ultimately important to you, not things, but being. And that piece of you, as I expressed, in varying degrees, you have always known. You merely don't define it. It isn't hidden from you. And in that, let me express to you in this manner. That piece gives you a sense of self-importance. In some manner, in some capacity, you are significant. You are important. Even if you have incorporated what you think of as the worst experiences, the most discounting, the most traumatic, there still is, even in those individuals, a piece of themselves that they have a sense that they are important in some capacity. Now, they may not define it in that manner, but it is present. And in that, that sense is very much connected with your desire. And your desire is what moves you, as I expressed. It is your engine. It moves you through your entire focus. Everything and anything you do.
Is that your reason you choose one thing or another?
Yes.
Like I choose to do these calls instead of working on a report or something.
Yes. But it is also the reason in relation to choices that you think you don't like.
Ah.
Because moving in the direction of your desire, there isn't that distinction or qualification of good, bad, comfortable, or uncomfortable. It is merely moving in the direction of your desire, however that can be accomplished. Therefore, if you aren't intentionally choosing, then in many situations, especially in situations that an individual may feel trapped, or confined, or helpless, you will move yourself in directions to be accomplishing that desire, or moving towards it, even if it is uncomfortable.
Right. Okay.
I would express that there are many individuals in your world that generate many experiences that are considerably uncomfortable and that they don't like. I would say, as an example, individuals that you perceive as breaking the law and ending in prison. Does that mean that they aren't following their desire? Not at all. Yes, they are. Not intentionally. They are not generating intentional choices. But they are generating choices. And in those choices, because they are unintentional, they may be moving themselves in directions that are not comfortable and that they don't like. Let us say an individual breaks the law and robs a store and is caught and is placed in jail or is placed in prison and is in prison for a considerable time framework. And when that individual went to prison, let us say that they were only 18 years of age. But in that, perhaps that individual's desire was to be in a direction in which they were leading themselves, and perhaps part of that was to escape the situation that they were in previously that they perceived themselves to be trapped in with their family, perhaps.
Okay, yep.
And they don't objectively know how to break away. Therefore, they unintentionally choose to move in a direction of breaking the law. They unintentionally choose to be caught, but they accomplished removing themselves from their home.
Right.
It may not be comfortable. They may not like the method that they used. But regardless, it accomplished what their desire was. Or part of their desire.
So going back to the job thing, I'm going to ask one of those obvious questions again, but again, it's all part of reinforcing, which is no matter what I think I know or don't know about it, I could still create the outcome that I wanted.
Yes. Yes, you can.
And I could apply that to anything.
Yes, you can. That is also what I have been experiencing. You don't have to know all the mechanics. You don't have to know all the pieces. You don't have to know the entire map of the future. And you can still be successful and be creating what you want.
And let me see if I can think of a three-step method to move in that direction. Would be one, to believe that it is already yours. Two would be to maintain an okayness with yourself and whatever's around you at all times. And then the third would be take advantage of the opportunities.
I would agree with all of that. I would express a force.
Okay.
You believe that you can.
Right. And that would actually be the first.
I would agree. Because even with that scenario of the job.
Right, that's right.
You perceive that you aren't choosing them, then you believe you can't.
Right.
Therefore, that is an important piece, that you believe you can.
Because
when you believe you can in anything, you do.
And so it's a matter of catching myself whenever I'm reinforcing the opposite perception.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. We can do that.
I know you can.
Wow. It's interesting that everything just gets so simpler.
That is the point, my friend. That is what I have been expressing for a considerable time framework. The simplicity of it and how automatically you complicate.
Yeah. Okay.
The less you complicate, the easier whatever you are doing becomes.
A question about what I'll call generic expressions. And they would be expressing energy with not necessarily in a certain direction, but without necessarily a subject in mind. And the way I've been playing with this is expressing, again, not just in thought, but as a perception. I have what I need. I am accomplishing. And some other things. But do you see any issues with that? In other words, in my perception and in my experience, actually, it actually works. Where I can generate more of that, or I will end up creating more of that with just a generic expression. And I've done this with other people.
And the generic expression is the...
In other words, I could just right now express that I am having an amiable conversation with someone. And I could create that perception, and I will... Not, and I won't think of who I'm talking to.
Correct.
And then that event will occur.
Correct. Therefore, the generic is the general.
Right, right. Not a specific person in mind or a specific accomplishment in mind or something like that.
Yes. I would express that is considerably effective.
Okay, so on to another. So the major construct that we talked about today is believing that other people choose for you. And the other construct that we started talking about the other day was about the physical senses. And so to dig into that a little bit deeper, and we talked about how it's trusting what your perception is or what you're expressing. For example, if I have a pen in front of me, and I can create what my perception would be, what I believe it would be, if it was levitating above my desk.
Very well.
Now, in my actual physical senses, I could see some movement, not like not traditional physical movement. It's not like it's like movement in the actual image. Not like it doesn't have like a feeling of physicalness to it.
Define that.
Well, there's no sound associated with it. No, like it would be this normal sort of stuff that we would normally discount and say that's just a mistake of my eyes or
that your eyes are playing tricks on you.
Right, right.
And that the pen isn't actually floating.
Or moving. I don't actually see it floating. but I will see some movement in the image.
Yes.
But I can either trust what my eyes are showing me physically, the senses are showing me, or I could continue to trust what my perception is, which is that it's actually floating. Is that the two different, is that the way you approach the that construct?
Yes, you can. Okay. I would express that would be a manner in which you could begin to generate choices in relation to the absoluteness of senses. And note that I expressed that you could begin to do that. Because initially you will automatically believe your senses.
Right, over your perception, and then you will therefore adjust your perception to what your physical senses are showing you.
Correct. Correct. But if you are entertaining that repetitively, then it will incorporate an effect in relation to your senses. And what will likely occur is you will experience a moment, a flash, in a manner of speaking, of something different. And you will likely discount it initially. But if you generate that flash again, then it gives you something to reinforce the perception being different from what your senses are inputting.
And that's similar to the perception that I've generated where I can disappear the object momentarily.
Yes. Without rationally excusing it.
Okay. That just reminded me
that is also an automatic expression, that you rationally excuse what is different from what your senses are inputting. If you disappear something, that isn't rational. Therefore, you find a rational explanation.
I was just reading a book the other day where it was talking about lucid dreaming and various stages. And in the higher level or the highest level of the lucid dreaming, the author was saying you can, you know, change the dream in real time. You can replace an object. It sounds like that's the same thing what we're discussing, except in outside of the dream.
Correct. Equally as easy, equally as challenging. Because you don't believe that you can do that with a dream either. Even with the expanded flexibility of dreams, you don't necessarily think that you can change them. But you can.
When other people talk about sensing someone's energy, not sensing an energy presence, and I'm not speaking about like a physical person and their energy, but noticing an energy presence in the room or something like that, how would I go about developing that? Like Togi talks a lot about perceiving different energies.
There are many individuals that do. I would say that, first of all, it is a matter of paying attention to more than what you see. Reinforce it with what you already know. This is one of those situations in which I can say to you that you know more than you think you know. In this, it is a matter of reinforcing yourself in relation to what you already know. You do this actually frequently. You did it in our previous conversation. You presented a scenario that was bothersome to you because you sensed something different than what was being expressed. That is the same thing. It is merely that you aren't thinking about it in the same manner.
Are you referring to where the individual is not being truthful?
Correct.
Okay.
You were sensing that energy, which was different from what was being expressed. This is what I am expressing to you. You already do it.
Okay.
It is a matter of then applying that in the same manner in other capacities. Therefore, just as when you are interacting with another individual, you are first and foremost interacting with their energy. Secondary is your senses. Now, when the energy doesn't match what your senses are inputting, such as what you are hearing, you notice that difference.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in that, you do trust the other information more.
Right.
Automatically. Another example, and this is what I am expressing to you, what is meant by this, practice with what you already do. You can sense a presence without seeing someone. Therefore, if you are alone in your home and someone enters and you don't see them, and you may not even necessarily hear them, you can sense that presence.
And so I'm already doing it, and so you're telling me, find out how I'm already doing it.
It's not a matter of figuring out how you are doing it.
Seeing it.
It is merely a matter of practicing with that more, paying more attention to it.
Right.
Therefore, reinforcing it. Create scenarios intentionally in which you can practice with it, or you can reinforce it, such as be in a particular place in your home, a particular room, close your eyes, and not be necessarily paying attention to your environment, and allow yourself to be aware of, can you sense when someone enters the room, even if they aren't generating noise? Can you sense when something changes in the room without relying on your hearing or your sight?
Do I have the ability to, I mean, me, everybody, if someone was in the house, like to know directionally or where they are?
Yes. Yes, you do. And that, once again, is merely a matter of becoming more familiar. Using what you already know, acknowledging your ability that you already have.
Right.
You merely don't do that. You discount it. You don't pay attention to it. You don't acknowledge that as being important. It is automatic, and it is easy. You know, if you are in your bed and one of your children enters the room, even if you are sleeping and they are standing over you being silent, you will awaken because you sense that energy. You sense that presence.
Right, but we usually
sleeping.
Assume.
Yes, you are sleeping.
Right.
And in your sleep, if one of your children is standing over you while you are sleeping and they are not generating a sound, and they are being entirely still, but they are staring at you, you will awaken because you sense their presence. You sense a presence. You sense another energy.
Okay, that's
it. Isn't only people.
Okay.
You do that with many things. You do it with people, you do it with situations, You do it with objects. You do it with animals. You do it with weather. You do it with many different expressions. You say to yourself or to others, you have a feeling about something. It isn't actually a feeling. You are sensing a change in energy.
Is that how we, and maybe I'm pushing it too far, but we talk about our energy placing ourselves in certain situations.
Yes.
Is that the same thing?
Yes. There are no accidents.
So you could theoretically be conscious of that whole, like normally we do it indirectly, which would be if I want to create something, right, I'll create it in my perception first and then trust my energy will place me in that situation.
You will place you in that situation.
Okay, I will place myself in that situation.
That is another considerable factor. Stop generating that separation.
Ah.
That there is something other than you.
All-knowing, all-wise.
That something other than you is directing you, something other than you is making your choices, something other than you is moving you or doing for you. No, you are.
That got me back to thinking about that, other people don't choose for you. That's a big bite to explore.
Quite so.
That's going to be fun. All right. Well, thank you very much, Elias. This is awesome.
You are exceptionally welcome, my friend. And I am tremendously encouraging of you. Be encouraged yourself. There are not many individuals I would express don't have a tremendous challenge. I express tremendous encouragement to you, my dear friend. Great lovingness, as always, and dear friendship. God bless.
Thank you, Elias. Goodbye.